The International Human Rights Group endorsed 40-year penalties and fines for guards caught having sex with inmates. A public hearing was held on a bill which has failed twice in the past. Nancy Bothney, the Midwest director of Amnesty International, says improper contact is not isolated to a few incidents. She says Amnesty International has found evidence of it occurring at the Dodge and Tachita prisons, along with jails in Milwaukee, Racine, and Waukesha counties.
The sexual misconduct in Wisconsin jails and prisons may be greater than we know, because we're aware of the retaliation that has been experienced by women who report this. There's often a fear by women in prison to make these kinds of allegations.
An inmate at Tachita who exposed a guard who fathered her child was put in solitary confinement. She was later put back in her regular cell after the guard she accused was fired. That inmate's mother, Diane Teach, showed reporters love letters supposedly written by the guard to her daughter.
All the love letters, copies of the letters this man wrote to my daughter. She actually fell in love with this guard. And she was in tears last week when I went to visit her because, well, from my understanding, he's got no intentions of caring about my daughter or this baby.
In just 4 months, three guards at Tachita have been investigated for having sexual contact with inmates. Wisconsin is one of only four states which does not have a law against sex between prison guards and inmates. The union representing prison guards opposes such legislation, saying current disciplinary procedures are adequate and criminal penalties not necessary. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.